It's spring, and most of us have rolled out the lawnmower or heard that telltale noise. But in the U.S., there's an ongoing debate over the traditional turf grass yard. Harvest Public Media contributor Teresa Holmesey explains how lawns became the default in American communities and today's environmental reckoning.
In the summer, Denise Whitebread Fanning's yard is filled with flowers like zinnias, black-eyed Susans, and milkweed. Her overgrown garden sticks out among the rows of tidy lawns here in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. But she says she's never understood the desire for manicured green grass.
It's so beautiful to come out here and witness this like evolving ecosystem and to see all of the new life that is finding home here that didn't exist on this land 2 years ago.
Fanning is among a growing group that's reimagining lawns. Dozens of municipalities across the Midwest, including Mount Pleasant, are considering loosening restrictions on the height of grass or even what can be grown. There are strong feelings about what lawns should look like.
A lot of people really view their yard as like an extension of themselves.
Michael Barnes is a rare social scientist in the field of horticulture. The University of Minnesota researcher says lawns are sort of synonymous with the American dream and home ownership.
Having a nicely maintained yard is like part of feeling good about not only your contribution to the neighborhood, but also like fitting in with the rest of the community.
He says lawns have been around for centuries. As early as the 1200s, people were already making guidelines on how to cultivate a grassy space. They later became popular with European elites around their intricate gardens. But the modern American lawns we know and love, or hate, cropped up more recently.
It's really that post-war suburbanization that drew lawns into kind of the de facto form of vegetation in urban areas.
Lawns are also now highly industrialized. The landscaping service industry in the U.S. has a market value of around $150 billion.
There's nothing that is natural about a lawn or a landscape that is completely turf grass.
Zach Shum, an entomologist at Iowa State University, is not a fan of turf grass. He says monoculture lawns are essentially ecological dead zones.
Not many insects are utilizing turf grass spaces for food, water, and shelter. A lot of them tend to be pests. All the pollinators we think of, a lot of the beneficial insects utilize flowering plants, larger trees, shrubs, things like that.
And lawns use a lot of resources. Fuel for mowers, chemical pesticides, fertilizers, and tons of water. According to an EPA estimate, landscape irrigation accounts for nearly a third of all residential water use, about 9 billion gallons a day. Water usage is what caught geographer Christina Malese's attention when she moved to Montana from Italy and noticed how her new neighbors watered their lawns.
At times they would just keep watering, even maybe when it's thunderstorm. And so I said, oh, interesting.
This inspired her 2005 study for NASA that calculated how much land lawns take up. Turns out they're estimated to be the largest irrigated crop in the U.S., three times that of corn.
That captures where generally most of us live in cities, and that's where we can maybe have an impact on changing our behaviors.
Today, Malese says she doesn't know whether lawns take up more or less land. Urban sprawl has increased, but turf grass is also becoming impractical in places prone to drought like California, where she currently lives. Turfgrass scientists say we do use lawns. They're welcoming spaces, places to gather and play. But lawns could be pared down. In Michigan, Denise Whitebread Fanning's yard has become a pollinator haven. She understands that her busy, colorful lawn is an acquired taste and says not everyone needs to rip up all of their grass.
Even the smallest thing, like planting one beneficial pollinator plant, right, in your yard that wasn't there last year is going to feed more pollinators this year than before. Making a choice to not put pesticides on your lawn anymore, small little things matter.
And Fanning is playing a part in a larger movement to redefine the lawn. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Teresa Holmesey.